But I wanted to make some comments so that people understand or have a better perception of how the executive committee operates or has operated. There was a question as to whether there was a change in the process on how we pick advisors. The answer is there was one minor change on how we picked that. It was an item that was approved in the policy handbook back in November. It essentially had to do with how candidates were vetted through law enforcement to make sure that they did not have any violations in their background. I bring that up because it did have some bearing on the latest decision that was made. My perception was and remains that the council had made requests, whenever the council makes requests of the executive committee, that they're making these requests because that's something they want us to do. And it is not the normal operating policy of the executive committee to ignore the requests coming from the council. And my perception was and is that we were asked to pick a certain kind of candidate, and that's the effort that we continued on. Also, I want people to understand that the executive committee meetings are, in fact, open meetings. There are a number of people who are in the audience today who have come to our executive committee meetings when they were concerned about something that might be discussed. It is not open in terms of comments, but it is an open meeting that people can come to and listen to what we're doing. And therefore, it's done in an open fashion. And I wanted people to understand that. It's not being done behind closed doors. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Paul. Rip, you might want to mention that when the executive committee discusses personnel or when the council discusses personnel, it can close those meetings.
All right, we're going to take a 10-minute break. Come on up, Jim.
I just want to clear this up so there's no misunderstanding as far as I understand it. I was a commercial fisherman for over 32 years. I've been working in this process for over 20, served on this council as a council member for 6 years, served on a variety of different advisory panels, and in all that time, I had one violation with the National Marine Fisheries Service, which goes back about 35 years ago. That was completely satisfied. Now, if the tone of the discussion seemed to hint that I might have been, because I was the one that raised the issue and I directed it at the executive committee, I might have been passed over because the Coast Guard seemingly found some violation against me. If that's the case, I would really like to be apprised of it, because as far as I know, my standing with the Coast Guard is pretty damn good, just to put it in plain language. I've worked with them for I don't know how many years. I have close personal relationships with many of them. I taught, or I was a guest speaker at their law enforcement school on the Cape, and I continue to work hard with that. If I do have any blacklists with that, I'd like to be informed as well as the executive committee. Are there any allegations or any charges or anything to that effect that might apply to me that was sort of hinted at by Rip Cunningham?
No, I think he was correcting a statement I made earlier, which I wasn't aware of any changes to the process of picking advisors. He corrected me by saying in November we did make a change to the handbook.
Well, then I would have liked to have had it stated plainly that that wasn't the case with the one who brought up the issue, which was myself. I think that the policy has changed. I don't think that the council asked the executive committee to choose it, because I spoke with several committee members and no one seemed to understand how it had already occurred. So the idea was is that the executive committee, you know, go through these. But look, I stand for a lot of issues that I firmly believe in, and not everyone on the council is going to agree with me, and I understand that. But the idea is this isn't supposed to be a one-sided issue all the time. It's been stated by council members before that they don't agree with some of the issues, but that shouldn't be the reason for vetting someone in or out. And like I say, maybe it was just circumstance, but four advisory panels that I served on, I was no longer fit to serve on them. We used to have, wouldn't call it a policy, but there was a procedure where most times if a council member wanted to serve on an advisory panel, he generally got first consideration. Now, that may or may not be fair, but what I'm saying is normally a council member who is no longer a council member and serves on an advisory panel can bring some expertise to those discussions. I feel that I've got a pretty good background that I should have applied to some of these committees and not be, like I say, removed from them generally because they don't agree with someone's policy. Now, if that's going to be council policy, I think you've got a severe problem here. At some point in time, you've got to allow some discussion with people who may not agree with what's being force-fed to the industry, and I'm one of those people. And I've always spoken my mind on this, but I don't think any of you can call me a cheat or that I've done anything illegal. So reference that's left the hanging like that, I think, needs to be cleared up. And I won't ask for an apology because I don't expect one coming, but, you know, you can't cast aspersions without having something said about it. Thank you.
I don't think anybody accused you of having a violation. I think you're blending two points, Jim. With respect to the herring committee, we were asked by the council to pick a herring fisherman. Okay. Rip brought up and corrected me that the policy had changed. The council agreed to this change, that all AP nominees get vetted through enforcement for recent and serious infractions. Separate issue. Doesn't apply to you. And third, I take exception if you're accusing me of filtering discussions and not letting both sides have a say. Because I've heard from a lot of people in the audience and at the table who I don't agree with and who don't agree with me on issues. But they've always told me that I do a good job of letting people have their say. We're going on a 10-minute break.